Thank you and good afternoon. The Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall, also known as the Devil's Playground, was the subject of another sweep by Eureka Police this morning. The Devil's Playground has a known criminal history in the area, and this sweep was a follow-up to Operation Safe Trails, which was a previous sweep of the Devil's Playground that was conducted in April, and that sweep saw over 20 people arrested. This follow-up operation lasted 5 hours, and officers contacted over 90 people in the area. 16 were arrested for various felony and misdemeanor warrants, while 3 arrests were made for possession of drugs and resisting arrest. On Tuesday, the Senate made history approving Senate Bill 4, which would expand health coverage to California's undocumented population. The bill was authored by Senator Ricardo Lara, and it would allow undocumented Californians to buy health insurance with their own money, in addition to allowing kids under the age of 19 to enroll in Medi-Cal regardless of immigration status. The bill still needs to be approved by the Assembly and then the governor, but with a 28-11 vote from the Senate, this would mark the first time any legislative body in the country approved a measure that would expand healthcare access for their respective undocumented population. Lara said that the vote was a transformational and decisive step forward on the path to achieving health for all. Over the weekend, one of Eureka's police officers was recognized for his effort towards removing impaired and drunk drivers off the roadways. Officer Greg Hill was recognized at the 17th annual Mothers Against Drunk Driving statewide event and was given the California Hero Award. Every year, Mothers Against Drunk Driving hands out the California Hero Award to select officers for their anti-DUI efforts. Arcata Police are asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. Dan Squire has more.
The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating an at-risk missing person who left the Mad River Hospital while being held on a mental health hold. 46-year-old Trinidad resident Christopher Lester was last seen wearing a hospital gown and no shoes in the Ribeiro Court area in Arcata on Monday. Lester is not considered a danger to others, and he's an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information about Lester or his whereabouts is asked to contact Arcata Police.
Thank you, Dan. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Central Avenue in McKinleyville early Tuesday morning pulled over a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Trinidad resident Grady Longcare. The stop was initiated because of a vehicle code violation, and after contacting Longcare, the deputy learned he was on felony probation with a search and seizure clause. A search of the vehicle and Longcare's person turned up more than 72 grams of methamphetamine, nearly $10,000 worth. The deputy also found a pound of processed marijuana, and Longcare was booked into county jail for possession and probation violation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today and tomorrow, the city of Eureka will be holding public meetings to discuss the city's budget for the upcoming fiscal year. As it stands, the city is looking at making budget cuts of up to 10%, and rising pension costs are the main reason why. The meetings will be held in city council chambers, and the council will hear from Public Works, Fire, and Police. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills says that today's meeting will be the first time the city gets to see his revised budget for his department.
This will be the first time the city council's had actually a chance to take a look at what we're proposing. We submitted a couple months ago what we thought the budget ought to look like for each of our departments, and everybody knew not to ask for large increases. But then when you come back and you get to say, well, we need you to take a decrease, now that's the tough part.
There has been speculation and ideas about how the budget should change for the upcoming fiscal year, but Mills says the council will end up making the final calls.
So we get an analysis from the director of finance saying, look, here's where our budget is, here's the revenues, here's what our projected revenues are, here's what your expenses are, here's where we've increased, and so therefore we need you to cut this much money. Now, city council may say, I'd rather have it taken out of here than over here. You know, maybe they want more out of police or fire, move the chairs around a little bit, but there's only so much money in that pot.
With public safety departments having to make cuts in cost, Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks assured that sworn-in officers and firefighters would not be laid off. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.